I greet you in the flame of freedom. Saint Germain I am, and I am come to claim Colombia for a light. I am come to claim Colombia for the cause of freedom, so that she can fulfill her true role as the gateway to South America and become that open door for the light of Christ to spread from the northern hemisphere to the southern hemisphere and create the figure eight flow that will make the Americas fulfill their destiny in the golden age of Aquarius. Therefore, I am come to congratulate you who are here for providing me the platform for making this declaration and for claiming South America and especially Colombia for my heart and for the flame of freedom. You have been faithful over a few things that we have given you through the rosaries of Mother Mary. But you have been faithful over far more than you realize with your outer minds. For truly, these rituals are more powerful than any human being in embodiment could possibly realize. And that is why so many of our former students look at them and say, how could they possibly be more powerful than the decrees we were given in past dispensations? And I say to you, look again with the heart instead of with the outer mind that wants to analyze and understand. Look for the peace that passes understanding, and you will find that peace in these rosaries as you give them. And let the light of the Mother flow through you, for that is the only source of peace. Namely, that you become so one with the Divine Mother who is so one with the Divine Father that you realize that you are not simply spectators on planet Earth, that you are not here to sit by and watch while the fallen ones outplay their ego games over and over and over again. You are here to take up your roles to be the open doors for the ascended host to step through the veil in this age and bring forth the golden age of Aquarius. We will do our part from above, but the golden age of Aquarius is not a one-sided manifestation. It is this age where humankind must understand the figure eight flow from above to below. You must understand that you have been given the Christ light, that you have been given a Christ self, that is the open door between the spiritual realm and the material realm. And when you unite with that Christ self, you become the open door. And therefore you can say, as did Jesus, I am the open door. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Because the I am in you is that way, that truth, and that life. This is the entire plot of the fallen ones on this planet, to put down those who have the potential to manifest their Christhood in this embodiment. This is the entire strategy of those who have perverted the teachings of Christ and created the Catholic doctrine that truly is a doctrine of Antichrist. And I hereby pronounce this for anyone who has ears to hear. The Catholic Church is not promoting the cause of Christ, neither in South America nor anywhere else on this world. It is promoting the cause of Antichrist by putting down the people and their inborn Christhood, thereby preventing the Christ from being born in every heart that is willing to give him room to enter. This is the illusion that must be overcome, and it shall be overcome when we have hearts willing to open themselves to be the Christ in embodiment, to be the Word made flesh, and to allow themselves to be the open door for the living Word of God to flow through them. This is what you have begun in giving Mother Mary's rosaries, because behind all the outer affirmations in this rosaries, they are designed in every detail to open up your hearts so that you can be the open door for the living Word to flow through you, and for the living Word to become flesh, meaning that it is manifest in the physical octave and not just in the spiritual realm. The living Word must be anchored by those in embodiment. I cannot do that for you. Jesus cannot do that for you. Mother Mary cannot do that for you. You must be the chalice here below for our living Word above, so that there is a flow and a sense of oneness. We who are in the spiritual realm have a sense of oneness with our God. We have a sense of oneness with each other. And we have a sense of oneness with our life. Which is why the Lord Christ declared that inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Every ascended master feels that way about every human being on earth. We are your brothers and sisters. We are not so far above you that you cannot reach us. And that is why I am standing in your midst and I am speaking through you, to you as an equal. And I am not standing above you talking down to you from some altar or from some pulpit. I am standing right here where you can reach out and touch me and know my presence and know my flame. For I am here with you as close as you want me to be. The sense of distance that some of you feel is understandable, but it is a sense of distance that does not come from me, and it does not come from your Christ self. It comes only from the ego and from the false beliefs that have been put upon you throughout the ages by the false religions and the representatives of Antichrist who claim to be the true representatives of Christ but are not, because they preach a doctrine of separation. The separation between man and God. The separation of God and His creation. How can there be separation between God and His creation when the Bible truly says that without Him was not anything made that was made, and therefore God's being is within everything? This is the lie that you can see through by going in your hearts and realizing that you were created by God, and you were created by God out of God's own substance and being. And therefore, when you have the teaching given in Mother Mary's book about the conscious you that can identify itself as anything it conceives, then you realize that you can stop identifying yourself as a human being and immediately begin to identify yourself as a spiritual being that you truly are, even though you are here in embodiment. And so I say to you that the key to this is to hold the immaculate concept for yourself. Start with yourself. Start realizing that even though you have made mistakes, even though you have an ego, you are far more than that ego. The mistakes you made were made by you because you allowed the ego to trick you into thinking that you had to do this or that. But the ego's promptings are always illusions, and thus all of your wrong decisions are based on illusions, and therefore they are not ultimately real. And if they are not ultimately real, they cannot have any power over you. You can step away from these decisions instantaneously and walk into your Christhood, walk into the arms of your Christ self and allow it to take you up higher step by step. This is the key. There is nothing you could possibly have done on earth that can prevent you from walking into the arms of your Christ self, that can prevent you from becoming the open door for the living Word. This is what Jesus proved to all who are willing to see that He was not born with a full Christhood, even though He had high attainment. He had to work for that Christhood as each and every one of you do. But because He manifested His Christhood, you who are the true disciples of Christ can also manifest yours in this age. And when you do manifest your Christhood, you see the true immaculate concept. As has already been said this evening, that everything is made of the matter light, that the matter light can as easily outpicture the perfection of God and the kingdom of God as it can outpicture the current imperfections that you see on this earth. And therefore, you realize that the fallen ones are promoting a lie when they try to make you think that these imperfections are permanent or that they are of such magnitude that they could not be consumed by the light of God that you invoke through your rosaries and through your being. Do you see that this is the lie they have put upon humankind for ages? Do you see that here in Colombia and all throughout South America and Central America, you see many, many problems? They are severe problems. They will, from a human perspective, seem like insurmountable problems because they seem like they have no solution. But I tell you, that is only when you see them from the human perspective. When you see them in a light and a truth of Christ, you realize, as Jesus said, that with God all things are possible, and therefore there is truly a divine solution to every problem. And all you need do is open your hearts and minds to see that solution and call it forth into physical manifestation, and we will surely release the divine solution to you, to every problem you see in South America and every problem you see in Colombia. This is no mere idle talk on my part. I am not talking about some utopia that cannot be manifest. I am talking about an absolute God reality. It will not happen overnight. It will not happen in a decade. But it will happen if you accept that it will happen. And if you refuse to continue to accept the lie that it could not happen. My beloved hearts, I am an ascended being. I am one with a flame of freedom. The flame of freedom can consume every aspect of anti-freedom found on planet Earth today. When you look at your nation, be it Colombia or any other nation, do not allow yourself to think that the problems are insurmountable and cannot be resolved through the flame of freedom. I am the open door for the flame of freedom for planet Earth. All I need is open hearts and embodiment who will also be the open door and who will call forth that flame of freedom. And I shall pour such a measure of the flame of freedom into your heart's chalices that it can truly consume every aspect of anti-freedom. There is no problem that cannot be overcome through the flame of freedom. For every human imperfection, it's an imperfection that binds you to a limited state, to a state of imperfection. And thus, by overcoming that imperfection, you will win your freedom. And thus, I am committed to helping you win that freedom. And thus you realize that each of the flames of God has the potential to consume all human problems. Truly, the flame of the will of God can consume every human problem. Truly, the flame of love, the flame of wisdom, the flame of purity, the flame of healing and truth, the flame of service, all of them can consume every human problem. And thus, all you need to do is invoke them. But not only that, you invoke them not simply by giving an outer ritual, but by becoming one with the flame that you are, so that your entire being is the open door for that flame. That is your true potential. That is your true right, is to claim your God victory as the spiritual being you are, and to be here in earth, here in the earth plane, the embodiment and the anchor and the open door for the God flame out of which you sprang. This is what will turn the earth around. And this, my beloved hearts, is what has not been understood in any previous dispensation of the Great White Brotherhood or in any previous spiritual teaching given on this planet. You need to understand that the ultimate potential you have is to become one here on earth with your God flame in heaven, with the ascended beings that are out of that God flame, so that there can be a oneness as above, so below. You need to understand that in order to anchor that God flame, to anchor the light of God in the golden age in the physical octave, you also need to establish the oneness here below, that is the horizontal oneness between yourselves, because it is God's decree that the age of Aquarius is the age of community. We do not want to see people in the age of Aquarius who go into the state of extreme egotism, of thinking that they alone are the saviors of the earth. Even if one person in embodiment could save the earth, which simply is not possible, but even if it was possible, we do not want to see that happen. Because we want to raise humankind to the level of understanding that God is within every person, and that only when you come together in unity will you become the more, will you manifest the more on earth, will you manifest God's kingdom on earth. So we have no desire to see our students pursue the path of egotism and selfishness, of seeking to elevate themselves above others. We desire to see you realize the truth of the oneness of all life, so that you seek to raise up all life. Did not Christ say, "He who would be greatest among you, let him be the servant of all"? And the truth behind that statement is that when you are truly great and have great vision, you see that you are not a separate individual, but that you are part of the body of God on earth, and that so is every human being. And thus you realize that the only true way to elevate yourself is to elevate the all, the entire body of God. This is what Jesus had seen and what he had embodied. This is what every ascended master has seen and embodied, because until you see the reality of oneness behind the outer differences, you cannot ascend to heaven, because you cannot leave behind the ego based on the consciousness of separation and come into the oneness with your higher self, with your God, and with all life. That is the only thing that will get you to heaven, that will allow you to enter that straight and narrow gate that is so narrow that it is a singularity. And only when you are one in your being can you enter that gate. As long as you are divided and have any aspect of the ego left in your being, you cannot enter the straight and narrow gate of total oneness. Contemplate this and then realize that so many spiritual people on this earth have a high understanding of the spiritual path, but they have not truly understood the essential key of oneness. They have not truly seen that the spiritual path is all about oneness, and that behind the outer path is the path of oneness. This is truly the alchemical key, and it is a key that I could not give in my books about alchemy given in a previous dispensation, because humankind's consciousness simply was not at that level. What is the true key to alchemy? It is to realize and to see only that behind all outer manifestations is the oneness of God, and that all manifestations in the material universe are made from the mother light, the matter light. Thus, how can you transform base metal into gold? Only when you see that the base metal is made out of the mother light, and that when you return the base metal to the pure state of the mother light, you can then impose the pure vision of gold, the Christ vision, upon that matter light, and the base metal is transformed into gold. This goes for any imperfection on earth. Any imperfection is made from the mother light, and that mother light can outpicture the perfection of God instead of the current imperfection. But you will be able to see this and manifest this only when you see the oneness behind all manifestations, and you will see that oneness only when you are one in yourself. When, as Jesus said, when your eye is single, when you see no divisions and give them no permanence and no ultimate reality, but see right through them to the light of God behind it, then you will be the ultimate alchemist who can transform the base metal of the human consciousness into the gold of the Christ consciousness, and all the base elements of the human consciousness and the manifestations of that consciousness that you see on earth, you can transform them also into the perfect vision of Christ, and the kingdom of God will then be manifest through your being, because you are the open door here below. My beloved hearts, those of you in South America who have given Mother Mary's rosaries have truly given the most momentous and important service that has ever been given on this continent. You have started a spiral, and as it becomes enforced by yourselves and others, it has the potential to envelop the entire continent and consume all that is Antichrist, all that stands in the way of the manifestation of the Golden Age in South America and in the entire northern and southern hemispheres. I, Saint Germain, want to express the gratitude of the entire ascended host for the service that you have performed in not only giving these rosaries, but translating them, and therefore providing the chalice whereby they can be spread to all Spanish-speaking people in South America and beyond. This is truly an example of what needs to happen in the Golden Age, because even though these rosaries were brought forth through a messenger outside of South America, that messenger did not tell anyone in South America to translate the rosaries or how to get them out. This was something that the people here took upon themselves because they knew in their hearts that this was their mission and their love. And this is the pattern that we need to see for the Golden Age, where you are not told from some external authority what to do, but you go within your hearts and you know from within what is the right thing to do. Therefore, you circumvent the entire ego that we have seen outplay itself in previous dispensations and organizations, where some of the students would listen to what we said in dictations through our messengers and would then determine to take outer action, but their outer action was motivated in large part by the ego and their desire to show themselves to the leaders of our former organizations and even to us. My beloved hearts, trying to impress the ascended host based on a motivation that springs from the ego is not likely to succeed. We have seen all the games played by the human ego, and we are determined that our true students shall not be burdened by this in the Aquarian Age, nor shall our sponsored organizations be dragged down by those who are not willing to let go of their egos. And that is why the absolute essential requirement to be a guardian of the Mother Light is that you make the commitment to get rid of the ego and walk the path to true Christhood, the path of inner oneness. We cannot and we will not sponsor individuals or organizations who allow the ego to play its games of superiority, of showing off, of feeling better than others, and of thinking that they can impress the ascended host by some outer service that does not spring from love. We want our students to step up to the pure motivation that everything you do is done out of love for God above and out of love for God below, as you see God in every form of life, and in even in the planet Earth herself. This is true service. This is the requirement for the Aquarian Age. And you who are here have set forth a magnificent example of this kind of service, and therefore I congratulate you and I applaud you, and the entire ascended host applaud your service. Thus I say to you, keep on in the flame of love, and you will be victorious. And therefore I seal you in the flame of the love of freedom that I also am. For truly, how can there be any God flame that does not spring from love as the ultimate force of this universe? My beloved hearts, I have been holding this amethyst crystal throughout this dictation. I have charged it with my light and with the flame of freedom. I ask you to be seated, and as you listen to the translation, we will pass this crystal around. You are welcome to hold it in your hand for some time and absorb the flame of freedom from it. But be aware that my fate of freedom will stir up any remnants of your ego so that you can see them more clearly. Thus I seal you in the flame of freedom. It is done.